Everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bill. Happy birthday to you.
He's double nickel.
That's what he said yesterday. Double nickel. And I said, is that 50? And my wife goes, not 50. 5-5. Well, praise the Lord. Well, the women had their transformed yesterday. Yes, amen, women. I'm sure there is probably some amazing testimonies that we're going to get to hear in a little bit. But a lot of times, you can't make it to a transform. Your schedule keeps you from going, or circumstances come up, and you come on Sunday morning, you hear a bunch of testimonies. You say, oh, I wish I was there. Maybe that happened last week with the men's. And I just want to let you know, as we said, you don't have to have a transformed event to be transformed. All we have to do is give God some time in our lives. All we have to do is open up our hearts. All we have to do is press into His presence. And we can receive a transforming experience anytime. So you're a candidate this morning for transformation. You're a candidate this morning to have the Lord touch your heart. Would you stand with me? We're just going to take a moment here and just entertain the Lord's presence. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you so much, Lord. We're so grateful, Lord. We're so appreciative, Lord, of who you are, of your love in our lives, of your mercy, Lord, of the truth that you reveal to us. Lord, of your grace, Lord, your grace that empowers us to live for you, empowers us to serve you. Lord Jesus, we're so grateful and thankful that you were our sacrifice, that you took our place, that our sin, as it says in the arguments and the decrees that were against us, were nailed to the cross, and it is finished. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that there is salvation, there is freedom, there is hope, there is new life, Lord, in you and in your name. Lord, that's why we've gathered here today. We haven't gathered here today just to meet each other. Even though I'm so grateful and thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, we're here for you. We're here to lift you up. We're here to praise your name. We're here to glorify you, Lord Jesus, and give you the praise and the honor and the worship, the adoration, Lord, that you are due. So right now, Lord, we ask that as we lift up your name, will you come and join us with a supernatural touch? Will you come and fill this place, Holy Spirit, in such a way that we are not staying the same? There's no way we can remain the same. We just invite you, Lord. Fill our hearts. Fill our lives today with your glory. Fill our lives, Lord, with your presence. Fill our hearts, Lord, with your love. And you will get all the praise and the glory, Lord, for what you do in and through us today. In Jesus' mighty name.
Worship the Lord with all of our hearts this morning. God, there's a spirit of joy in this place. God, we just receive your joy.
Sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise.
praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one. Sing it out. We're living for. Sing, sing, sing. And make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout. Lift high the name of Jesus. We shout unto you, Lord. Sing it again. Sing, sing, sing. And make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus.
You're the love.
You are the love that frees us. You are the light that leads us. Like a fire burning. Son of God, you are the one. You are. Sing, sing, sing. And make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus.
Now let's just shout this to the Lord. Let's sing it again.
We will sing, sing, sing. And make music with the heavens. We will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name. With the heavens we will sing, sing, sing. Grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Lift high the name of Jesus. The greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. Oh, the empty cross, the empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus is alive. Face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Oh, endless love, endless joy, perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will cease. Jesus is alive.
Come on, sing it out to the Lord.
what a glorious way that you have saved me and oh, what a glorious day, what a glorious way.
Presence, Lord. We could be completely transformed by your glory, Jesus. And we just pray that this morning, God, that your Holy Spirit would just come down, God, it would rest upon us. Rest upon us, Jesus. Rest upon us, Jesus. God, we want to leave here completely changed, God, by your power, God, by your love, Jesus. Forever we are changed by your love. By your love, Lord, by your love, you're changing us, Lord. Change our hearts, change our minds, Lord. Wash over us, wash over us.
Of your son. Love came down and rescued me. Love came down and set me free. I am yours, and I am forever yours. In mountain high or valley low, I sing out my soul, and I am yours, and I am forever yours.
Before you, God,
staying desperate for you, God, staying humble at your feet, I will lift these hands in faith. Oh, I will lift.
Come on, we remind ourselves.
I remind myself of all that you've done.
Some of us might be asking ourselves, like, God, you have no idea where I'm at, and you have no idea what my situation is. Because if you did, I wouldn't be feeling this way. And if you did, I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through. But I just want you to know that God knows you this morning. You know me. Yes, Jesus. You know me. Every part of my heart. Every part of my heart. You know me. You know me. Every part of my heart. Every part of my heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your word, God, that says you'll never leave us. God, you'll never forsake us, Jesus. God, we worship you and we thank you for that, God. God, you're with us through the fire. God, you're with us through the storm, Jesus. God, we thank you, God, that your voice never stops speaking to our hearts. God, we thank you, Jesus, that your voice, God, never stops proclaiming who we are in you, Jesus. God, your word says that we are righteous because you came and you made us righteous. We're not righteous in our own ways, but God, we're righteous in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify your holy name. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus.
You know, it's funny that Nick said what he said. God, if you knew where I was at, I wouldn't feel this way. If you knew what I was going through, God, I wouldn't, you just don't know. But God doesn't care where you're at. God doesn't care what you're going through. God just wants you. He wants you to come and say, all right, Daddy, all right, Papa, I need you. I need your help through this. I can't do this on my own, because when we surrender, and in our weakness is where he's found strong, and sometimes we forget that. We think, no, I got to fix myself. I got to make myself to this certain point to make myself acceptable for Jesus, but we don't got to do that because we are his children. If your child does something wrong, they don't have to go and hide it and fix it and say, okay, Dad, I fixed it, but this is what I did wrong. No, they come to you and they say, Dad, I broke this. I need your help. I need your help to fix this. And when we go, God, I need your help. I need your help. Help me. That's when he comes down and he lifts us up out of that muck, out of that dry place that we're in. And he says, okay, let's go, son. Let's go, daughter. Let's fix that together. With my help, we can do that. Through our weakness, he is made strong. God, I just pray that your refreshing fire, Father God, will just burn through this place right now, Father God. God, I pray that it will just be like a mighty wind, Father God, and that we will tangibly feel it. Holy Spirit, we invite you in this place right now. Father God, we invite you right now, Father God. God, as we lift up our praise to you, as we praise the mighty King, Father God, I pray that you will come down supernaturally and meet us in this place today, Father God. God, we need you, Father God. We don't want this just to be another Sunday. We don't want this just to be another day that we come to church and we sit our butts in that pew and we go home and we eat lunch and it's just a good Sunday, Father God. No, Father God, we want to meet you in this place today, Father God. We want to tangibly touch your face today, Father God, in this place. Meet our spirits, Father God. Come and meet us here.
Fill this place with the glory of God. We are hungry for all that you are. Great anointing fall on our hearts. Holy Spirit. Yes, we are, Lord. Holy Spirit, we are desperate. We are desperate, Lord, for you. that again to the Lord.
And fill this place with the glory of God. We are hungry, Lord. We are hungry for all that you are. Great anointing, great anointing. Yes, we are desperate. Holy Spirit, we are desperate.
Sing it out to the Lord. Hands to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. How many knows God just literally wants to come down and invade this sanctuary with his presence? And God, this morning we call upon your name. God, and with our hands lifted high, we come before you in a sign of surrender, Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that you would invade this sanctuary, God, with your glory, with your power, and with your anointing, Jesus. God, we don't want to go through religious motions, God, but we want to come before you. God, and we truly want you to come and, God, just fill our lives with your glory. We want you to come and fill our lives with your presence, Jesus. We're just going to sing this with almost just our voices. And as we do this from the depths of our spirit, let's just call upon the name of the Lord.
For you to come and move, have your way, let heaven invade this place as we call upon your name. Show your power and we'll be changed. Let heaven invade this place, Jesus. Let heaven invade this place,
All week as I have been praying for the women's transformed, I've just been asking the Lord for a word, our words, some direction, so that not just my heart would be prepared, but I would know how to pray for the other women too. And the word that the Lord said to me is he wants us to be in his presence, to know him, to really know him. And then we can hear the direction he wants us to take. But not just the hearing, it requires obedience to follow. To follow what the Lord has put on our heart. And so that was wonderful because that's what the Lord did last night. But when we were singing this song and Stephen was speaking, the Lord said, I intend to invade this place every day. Wherever my children are at, I will be present. If they open their hearts, listen, obey, and let me release my power, my love, my anointing. And so, Lord, invade this place. Invade this place. And each one of us, invade our place.
Cry, holy, holy, holy.
exalt you, Lord. Name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.
Earlier when we were starting worship, I got this picture in my heart. And I really sensed that the Lord was saying, I'm rocking you in my arms. And I know that sounds, for those of us who are adults, it sounds pretty immature and like a baby, you know, and you can't even picture yourself. But I really believe that, you know, the Lord was talking about invading this place, invading our place. And a lot of times, I know in the past, I've thought that that's like, oh man, I'm just like going to be crushed, or the power of God's just going to wreck me. And I just felt like the Lord wanted to say, you know, I just want to hold you. And I just want to comfort you. And like Stephen was sharing, you know, when you make a mistake and you've done the wrong thing, and you've broken something. Maybe that's a life. Maybe that's a relationship. Maybe that's, you know, your health. And you just go, man, I blew it. The Lord just wants to say, you know what? Just let me hold you a while. Just let me comfort your heart. Just let me take you and love you as you need to be loved. Because that item, that situation in your life, it'll take care of itself when I'm working in your life. It will cause even good to come out of it when I'm working in your life. So just picture the Lord rocking you today. Especially, this may not be for everybody. Maybe somebody's special today in God's eyes. Someone say, son, daughter, I just want to rock you in my arms. I just want you to sense the love of the Father like you've never sensed it before. I just want you to experience my love, experience my graciousness, my comfort. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, God, that you're rocking us in your arms today. I see you rocking us, Lord. I see you rocking us, Lord. You're rocking us, Lord, with your love, with your grace. Comfort our hearts, Lord, while we're being rocked. Let the pains and the anguish of life just dim away.
the side of your face. Let that just be what we focus on right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Just join me and say, holy, holy, holy. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. It's here right now. Lord, we just acknowledge you in our lives. If we've been running and hiding and doing our own thing, Lord, we take time to acknowledge you right now. We look into your magnificent face. We look into your magnificent eyes, your eyes of love. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being holy. Lord, thank you, God, for not letting your holiness hold you back from coming and being our replacement, Lord, here on earth, so that we could live free as children of God. We thank you for that, Lord. We cry holy. We cry holy. We cry holy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why don't you take a moment, just go hug somebody, shake their hand, welcome them to One Life. Bless you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? He is good all the time. Well, I have the Yakima Valley 24/7 prayer scripture support sheets. We're having our prayer this Friday as a church. We pray for the city and the valley, the county, on the first Friday of every month, and that's this Friday, believe it or not. It's here already. Can you guys believe that we're already moving into May? Seems like January was just here. Seems like 2000 was just here. So, Tyson, would you hand those out to anybody that wants one? Thank you. Casey and Jim, good morning. And you have your package, Braxton, with you. Praise the Lord. He's in the house. He's just kind of sleeping there, right? So we won't mess with him. Congratulations, guys. We're getting lots of little babies around here, getting some serious church growth. Praise God. Yeah. After church today, immediately after probably the women get done with their testimonies, we're going to have a very short financial meeting. So if you would like to attend that, I have handouts for you, not now, but at the financial meeting. We'll take probably about 5 minutes after the service in case you have to go to the bathroom or get your kids or something like that if they're running around, and get situated. And then we'll just have, again, be very short, won't take too long. And that way you can know if you want to know where the finances are. We're very blessed. The Lord's allowed us to keep all of our bills current. When we get a bill in, we pay it that day. So praise God that we can do that. We've actually had some phone calls of people saying thank you and for our exemplary payments. So that's a testimony of the Lord. It's not us. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm excited to listen to the women's transformed testimonies. Anybody else? All right. Well, Pastor Gay, would you take it and invite your ladies up?
Come on, girls. Let's go. So I do want to share something. First, Diane, we've been praying for you this week, and it's so good to see you here today. I just wanted to say we're so glad you're well. Last Sunday actually started our Women's Transformed, and I know that that sounds a little bit funny, but I'm going to explain myself after I read this scripture. I'm reading from Revelation, and I think that I'm going to take it chapter 12, and I'm going to start in verse 10, and I'm reading in the New Century Version. And this is what it says. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have now come. The accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accused them day and night before our God, have been thrown down. And our brothers and sisters defeated him by the blood of the Lamb's death and by the message they preached. They did not love their lives so much that they were afraid of death." It says, by the word of their testimony. And last week we heard men's testimony, but I think there's one in particular that I think if all of us had to agree, what are you all doing back against the wall? Come on out a little bit. If we all had to agree on something, the testimony that most affected us women would have been yours, Tyson. Your testimony has changed more families in this church this week alone, son. I am so proud of you. And it's not my pride so much as the nod of the Father that you did something very courageous, very manly, and it has changed families this week. Am I right, ladies? It really has. So what I want to say is, don't discount this testimony time. A lot of times we say, oh no, it's going to be for the whole service. There's not going to be any preaching. Let me tell you, once these girls get done telling you about yesterday, you will be preached at like never before. So it is a good thing. So please do not discount testimony time. I didn't talk to my teachers that taught yesterday, but two teachers in particular, I'm asking to actually come forward and begin our testimony time, because yesterday was actually their very first time teaching in a Women's Transformed ever. They both have taught at youth, but neither one of them have taught in women's, and it changed their lives and it changed our lives. So I'm going to start with my daughter, Sarah. Where is she? Come on, darling. I'm going to start with Sarah, and I'm going to let Sarah testify first, and then we'll move from there.
So this Transformed was very exciting for me because it was also scary, not because I had to speak. I wasn't really nervous about that, but I was a little bit nervous because I knew that it meant that that was the day, because I was speaking to everyone else about leaving your sins at the cross and truly leaving them once and for all. We're not called to be sinners. We're not called to live a sinful life. And so I was like, gosh, dang it. That means that I have to lay stuff down too. And that's the end of it. And I knew that had to be the end of it. And it was just a matter of me laying down, not wanting to walk out my calling and not being obedient to God, really. And so it's been really hard. Even today, I had it all planned out. I'm like, I'm going to tell Gaylene I'm not speaking. I don't want to share. I don't think people need to hear, you know, what God did. Everyone else needs to speak. And then first thing, before I even had a chance, she's like, you have to speak. So I was like, fine, okay, God, I'll be obedient. It's a process for me, so I'm working on it. But it really, just a little bit of obedience in my life has, I was so blessed yesterday. I was telling Stephen last night, and I was crying again. But just me stepping out a little bit, God blessed me so much. And I don't care if no one else was touched by what I shared yesterday, but it touched me because it's something that God really, really revealed in my life. And so I'm a work in progress, and that's about it.
The next teacher that was brand new to actually speak, she's done so much work already over the past year, but the next teacher I'm going to ask to come forward is Tanya, Mrs. Martinez, and Tanya's going to share.
So this was my third Transformed at this church, and it was my first time speaking to the women, and I was really nervous, and I was having a hard time, you know, coming up with what I was going to say, because speaking to women is different than speaking to the youth, and so it was just really difficult, but God provided, through my husband, a great message, and he totally showed up yesterday. I was most touched by Sarah's session on the cross yesterday. It was really, really powerful. She spoke about how the cross equals life and that we need to be obedient to the Lord because that's where he's calling us. And then as we were worshiping after Sarah spoke, we were worshiping at the foot of the cross. We were just sitting down there, you know, just praising God and thanking him for his sacrifice. And as we were down there, Pastor Gaylene shared a vision that her friend had, and she shared it with all of us. And it was that as Jesus was hanging on the cross, his blood was being shed, and it was pooling at the bottom of the cross. And, excuse me. And so it's pooling at the blood. The blood is pooling at the bottom of the cross. And if we don't live out our life as God has called us to, if we don't receive that gift that he gave us, his sacrifice that he made, it's like we are running and jumping and just playing in that pool of blood, not taking it seriously, you guys. And that was so powerful that Kayleen, when she shared that, it was just like you get the vision of people not taking Jesus' sacrifice seriously and not living the way that they are called to by God. And that was just really powerful for me. And that is going to change my walk with the Lord. I mean, I'm just already excited about what that vision that she shared is going to do for me. And I'm hoping for you guys too. So thank you.
Good job. Love you too. Okay.
Well, first of all, when I heard that there's a transform, I had been at one before I started attending this church with my daughter, and I thought, oh, they're all the same. And just as I was thinking that, and God quickened to me, it's like, I'm not the same ever in any service. So I'm like, okay. And then somebody said, are you going? I'm like, well, I don't know. I might go see my son. My son might come here. And it's like, God's like, no, I'm first. So I determined I was going. And then Pastor Gay said at cell group, you know, just ask, don't tell him what you want, but ask him what he wants to do for you. So I went home and I prayed that. And I'm like, okay, you give me what I need because you know me. So it started out, and I want to say that every single one, not one was better than the other because they were all what you needed from that portion. So I want to say that to all you ladies. They were all really good. But I do want to say that there was a point where I had to go up and I wanted to just change. I didn't want to not be transformed. I wanted to be transformed, not just for the day, but totally my whole life. And so I went up to get prayed for, and I just stood there, and I'm like, I don't want it to be, I get prayed for, I feel good, and then I go back, and I'm the same. And then Barb came up and was praying for me, and she said, do you need to forgive someone? I'm like, no. So I'm thinking in my head, let's see, really quick, you know. And I'm like, no, and she's like, And then she's like, how about yourself? And I totally broke, because that's true, because it was myself that was beating me up, saying, you know, you don't deserve this because of this, and you don't deserve that, and you can't do this, and you can't do that. And so totally when Pastor Mike was talking about Jesus with his arms around you, cradling you, that was exactly what it was at yesterday for me, was just they put her arms around me, and she said, just, you know, pretend this is God. And totally I broke, and I do not want to ever be the same. I want to go forward. And this is the first, yesterday was the first day, but the one thing was about the cross that I got, you know, that was really profound to me, was where Sarah said, Jesus, we would have all been saved if Jesus would have just dropped one drop of blood, we would have all been saved. So in my head, when I was thinking, well, then why in the world would he go through all of that if we would have been saved for that? But then she went forward and said, but he gave it all so that we would have it all, not just salvation, but we'd have freedom from everything.
About a year and a half ago, I lost my mom, and I've been struggling with it. And yesterday, on the before and after, I sat there and I was writing everything down on how I felt and what my mom was to me. And then they told us to come up if we had anything. And so I went up there and talked to Pastor Gaylene, and she started praying for me. And she put her hand on my chest, and I felt the heat just go all through me. And it was just, I could feel it lifting off of me, my suffering that I've been going through, because I've been just devastated. She was my whole world. And then Barb come up later, and she said that, I don't know what they were talking about, but I know that your life has been on a roller coaster because of your mourning of your mom. And I was like, how'd you know? You know, but it was like the bad roller coaster, and then it's going in to be happy, a roller coaster. And so now I know that I can overcome this because of God, and that if I start struggling, it's like I can just go to him and say, you know what, God, I know I got rid of this. Help me through it and bring peace to my heart. And that's what I have now. Thank you,
darling. Okay, Panda.
Okay, so I'm just going to get to the point, you know. So, yeah, right. Okay, so I came in, you know, for a while, you know, I judge myself, and I've been dealing with that for a while, and I never really noticed it, and I haven't really listened to the Lord telling me, you know, stop doing that. I'm giving you what you want. Don't second guess what I'm giving you. Just take it, go with it. It's what you're asking for. It's what you're praying for, you know, so stop. So I've been praying that I have a full-time job. I do like my job and I enjoy it, but it's pretty hard sometimes. So, you know, I've been praying, God, please, like, you know, put me into a different place. You know, I want to stay with people I work with and everything, but I want to just go do something. So there was a job position that opened. He gave it to me. So it's part-time here, part-time there, you know, still works out, but I'll be a little bit out of the area a little bit, and it's what I wanted. But then I started second-guessing myself and saying, like, basically telling myself, did I really want this? Why did I ask for it? I don't want it anymore, you know. People were telling me, oh, you're not going to like it over there, and just putting me, I was like, oh, my goodness. So I started second-guessing myself and started basically judging myself, like, you know, was I selfish to ask for this? Did I really want this? But you know what? I do. And it was confirmation because I was sitting there, you know, I like to keep to myself. I really don't like, you know, the whole huggy stuff and everything. I just keep to myself. You know, people hug you and it's like, tap, tap, you know, okay, I'm good, you know. So I'm sitting there and Barb comes up to me and tells me, you know, I'm sitting there. She's like, you know, you need to go and stop judging yourself. And I just looked at her like, whoa, hold on. Why are you telling her God my business? You know, you're talking through her, you're speaking through her. You know, she's telling me, stop judging yourself. So I'm looking at her, I was like, oh my gosh, I am. I'm, she knows this. I'm not listening to God. So he had to speak to her to tell me, you know. So I went up to the cross, you know, and like all of a sudden I was just flat on my face crying, you know. I was like, God, you know, I'm listening, I am, you know, just give me, just open up my eyes and just free me from this, because this is something that I do to myself all the time. I always judge myself. I always second guess myself with my kids, my marriage, my work. It's like, oh, you know, you're giving me what I'm asking for and I'm giving it back. I don't want it, you know, because I don't know if it's real. I don't know what's going on, but it's like, you know, the past is the past. You need to leave it in the past, you know, start looking forward and what God's actually giving you. And I was like, oh gosh, you know. And then all of a sudden, I just started raising my arms up and just worshiping and crying. I just felt this power just run right through me. I was just shaking my whole body. I was sweating like crazy. I was like, oh my goodness, you know. Like God was telling me, you know, stop it. You know, you're my daughter. You know, you are, you're asking me for things that I'm giving to you. Just accept it. Walk with it. So like, you know, my thing to everybody is like, if you're asking for it and he's giving it to you, don't second guess it. Don't judge yourself. Just take it, you know, because some of us, I've been comfortable where I'm at, and that's the most ugliest thing you can do. My friend at work, she's a Christian, she goes to Changing Point, she's been talking to me, and she's all like, and I told her, you know, I'm glad you're here, because I need, you know, I need to speak to somebody, you know, to talk, and she's all like, well, why aren't you moving forward with God, you know, and I was like, I'm comfortable, and she's like, looks at me with this weird face, like, that's the most ugliest thing you can say. And I was like, why? I'm fine right now. She's like, yeah. She goes, if you're comfortable, it's where the enemy wants you to be comfortable. He wants you to sit there because you're not moving forward in God. You're not reaching out like you're supposed to. You're comfortable. So the enemy got you where he wants you, because he knows you're not going to grow in the Lord. You're not going to go preach to people. You're not going to do nothing because you're comfortable. And I just looked at her and I was like, what does she know? You know, she's a new Christian. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But then I remembered when I was a new Christian, barely started walking my walk, that's how I felt. I'm never going to be comfortable. I always want to keep on going, learning new things, basically getting out of my comfort zone, you know. So it was different, you know. I went in not knowing what I was going to get, you know. I wanted to go, and I didn't want to go, and you know, but it was good. It was really, really, really good.
She patted me twice. Did you see that? Okay, Barb. This is Barb Rivera.
For me, yesterday, I think all of the sessions were really good. And to me, the one that meant the most to me was the cross and what it meant to me. And that alone... was just being able to walk, and also walking in his obedience, and just the example that Tanya said that Galen gave us was the one that resonated most in me, and just the burden of my family and my children, all that's always been a big thing for me, and walking in his obedience, and what he's been putting in my heart to do with my family. And it's been something he's been working on with me the last few months, and praying with my kids and reading the Bible more with my girls, and being able to do that with my boys has been the thing that's been resonating more in me every day. And praying with my husband was one of the things I always wanted to do. And yesterday I didn't feel well and I left early, but it was really nice because yesterday I finally got to pray with my husband. I had I didn't feel well, and I took some medicine. I went to bed, and my little boy came into the room, and he told me, "Mom, are we going to pray?" And I go, "Yes." And so I prayed with him. I prayed over him, and then I told him, "Will you pray for me?" And he prayed for me, and then before we went to bed, I got to pray with my husband. And every day he's been reading his Bible, listening to his Bible on his iPhone, and I just thank God for that.
Hello. Hey, so my transformation started 2 weeks ago at the women's conference in Battleground. And we were called to bring out our tiara because we are a princess warrior. And so I came home and I told my husband, "I'm a princess and I'm wearing my tiara." And so then they went to theirs and then they came back. And James didn't tell me that night, but he told me a lot of what he received. And Sunday they came in. Tyson did confirm to many homes that we are a woman of God's and we are called a princess. And all of the men just followed and said to their wives and their whoever it was out there that they are a princess and that they are just that person and that they wanted to always represent them as the princess of their home. And so Gina was speaking, and the enemy is so sneaky. He tried to attack her and a large group of God's women. And to where she needed to sit down and reach over and grab her sword and to release that enemy from her because he was trying to attack this woman. And so at the women's conference, they said that, you know, a woman is a princess warrior. We have our tiara and we have our sword. And Gina, like, swiped that sword and he was down and she was right back up. And, you know, she led a good message. The cross was powerful. Every leader that spoke, I received something. Barb and Gina Mick prayed over me, and they removed this Band-Aid that I kept putting over and removing the ointment and putting back on another Band-Aid. And I just felt it just like put it this, it sealed my heart. And I was just like, oh, I wanted to call my daughter, but I'm just like, no, I'm going to read a word. I'm going to send her a message. I'm not sending her a gift, but I'm going to send her a message. And I hope and pray that it just, all of our Women's Transform classes continue to grow like it did, because it was amazing to see all of these great women and just to see us just speak to each other and get to know them a little bit better. And so it was just, I always say, okay, the next one can't get any better, but they always do. So, and Pastor Gay started it with an onion as an example, and how you slice an onion and there's these layers. And I was like, ooh, that is me. That is so me. That is, I am the onion. I want to be that stinky, smelly onion, but I want to be the onion that keeps pulling back a layer of layer and just being God's child, that, and just to move forward and not to be comfortable, because I'm a comfortable girl. I like, you know, I just like that repetition of no change. And I'm like, I'm not going to be that no more. I want to see change in me. And so I'm peeling back another layer of that onion. Amen.
Good job, babe. All right, Rosa.
Yeah. Hello. So my name's Rosa. Hi. Everybody knows it's freezing in that basement downstairs. Right? Right, girls? So Kelly told me to bring a blanket, so I brought a blanket. And I was wearing jeans and a sweatshirt, and about 2 minutes after Sarah started speaking, I started sweating. Like, I could feel it. And she spoke about the cross. And for me, if I talk to another Christian, I'm always like, what's God's plan? Does God really have a plan? You know, why don't I know this? Because I like plans. And Sarah said that the cross is God's plan. And I had never looked at it like that. And for me, not long after that, I think Lynette started playing a song, and it said, "You were working while I was waiting." And I've always lived according to my plan, because my plan was easier and better. But I went to the cross, and I stood there. And, I mean, sweat was dripping down my back. And I stayed the night with Junior and Kelly, and I didn't have any deodorant on, and I didn't really care. And I started, like, my body was shaking from the inside out, and I'd never felt anything like that before. And I was thinking, you know, I could feel my legs, and I was like, God, what are you doing? I need my legs. What are you doing? What's going to happen? And then I do need them. And then I just started laying every offense that I've done, that's been done to me at the cross. And then all of a sudden, my eyes opened and I was shaking. And then I just started thanking God, thanking him. Because Lynette had narrated the scripture, I'm not sure what it was, about when he was nailed to the cross, narrating it word for word. And so I had closed my eyes and I was listening to that. And I put myself in that moment because, like Sarah had said, we become numb to it. Because we know that's what happened. We know Jesus died at the cross. But if you close your eyes and you think about it and you put yourself in there, it's like you're there and you can actually feel it. You can feel what he went through for us. And this whole time, he was working while I was waiting. And I was so thankful to Sarah because I didn't know what to expect. You know, the whole time I wasn't focused. I was thinking about work. I was thinking about the kids. I was thinking about things that, you know, I needed to get done. And then all of a sudden, I mean, she knew it. She's been talking to me about it for weeks. She knew it. I mean, he just came over me, and I felt his presence. And I want to thank you for that because I needed that. I needed to feel that, and I hope all of you feel that. It was awesome. He's working while you're waiting. He is.
Hi, I'm Becky. How are you? Good. For a long time, I've been feeling very burdened, very loaded down, but we women tend to take all the burden of the world upon ourselves, and we tend to internalize that. For a long time now, God has been trying to speak to me, and I keep drowning him out with my own voice. But yesterday, I felt the burdens leaving me one by one. Throughout the day, throughout the speakers. And what Pastor Mike said a little while ago is how I've been feeling for a very long time. We as adults think it might be ridiculous that we need to be rocked at times, but we need that desperately more than anybody. There's been so many times when I have just felt the need to be lifted up in someone's arms and lay my head on his shoulder. And I've decided to let Jesus take the wheel.
Hi, my name is Teresa, and I'm a Jesus freak. I always wanted to say that, so just to get that out of the way. No, I just want to thank God so much for this church. This is the church where my husband and I, Sean, and the kids first started when Raven, my daughter, she was only 6 weeks, so we started coming here under Pastor Dan and Brenda Rogers. And so we went to Open Bible a little bit because it's closer to our house, and it was convenient. But that was last year around Easter. And it's funny because God made a full circle. So we were there for a while, but we really felt like God was calling us back here, not only because our kids really like the youth here and they, you know, we want to, anyway, but we just, you know, Sean felt it in his heart because it was between Open Bible and this church. And we like, okay, well, let's just try this church again. And we loved the pastors and they were always there for us and stuff. But the main thing that I really got out of Transformed, you know, because I had to work that morning in the kitchen as a cook. I work at Triumph. And I was able to have overtime this week, so I got off like 2 hours earlier. You know, I'm like, and then in the back of my mind, you know, I was like, oh, I'm kind of tired. Oh, there's a yard sale. And I like jetted to the yard sale really quick and got some stuff for Raven and for the house. And I was like, oh, and then the Lord's like, you need to get your, you know, yourself to that women's thing. I'm like, okay. And then I went home and changed, and my husband and I got in a little, you know, argument. We made up, whatever. But I'm like, I'm not going to go. But, you know, but the Lord is like, you need to go. You need to get there. So I'm like, okay. So I go and I come and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be interrupting. But I get here and it's like the end of lunch. And so I'm like, oh, perfect timing. So I just got a little snack. And then Gina spoke. And she spoke on breaking the chains. And those of you who know me, you know that I've like dealt with like stuff, you know, like for years. And, you know, and I could be okay and I'll be okay for a season and then boom. But, you know, she spoke on that and it was just like, and, you know, like, one of the other ladies was saying, you know, the enemy was attacking Gina, and it's because she was delivering this message that was going to literally break the chains in our lives. And it just really spoke to my heart, and I'm like, so I'm like, okay, Pastor Gaylene had us go against the walls on the sides down in the basement. And I was standing there, and the Holy Spirit just flooded me. You know, and I just begin to cry, which I never do. Just kidding, I do. You know, and I was just sitting there sobbing, and I just started praising God, and my heart starts beating outside my chest. And I'm like, and God's like, you need to go get prayed for. I'm like, okay. You know, and then he's like, you need to go right now. I'm like, okay, okay. So I go over there, and Pastor Gaylene and Angela are here. And I'm like, hi. And Pastor Gaylene's like, Teresa, she's like, you've been in this for too long, you know, and she's like, you've been walking in this too long, and she was just like praying over me, and I was just praying, and you know, my hands were back here, and she's like, do you speak in the spirit? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay, you need to do that. And so I started doing that, and then she was speaking, you know, God was speaking through her, and she said, you know, she told me, you know, God is calling you his girl, that I'm God's girl. You know, and I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a daddy's girl. I'm really his favorite, you know. You know, and I was like, I'm really a daddy's girl, you know. And that's how I always saw myself, you know. But in the back of my mind, I was like, oh, I'm not good enough. I've done this. I've done that, you know. And she's like, you know, he's calling you. You're his daddy. You are daddy's girl. And he is well pleased with you. And you are the beauty of his creation. And I was just like, and she's like, and look at your face. And then I was like, oh, and you know, I've always, you know, thought, okay, I'm looking in the mirror. Okay, I look good today. I look pretty, whatever. My hair looks nice. But I never, and not to be conceited or nothing, I promise. But, you know, and people have told me, you know, you're not only pretty on the outside, but you're beautiful, pretty on the inside. But, you know, until last night, I really didn't, like, receive that. And last night, it's just, like, God just totally, like, just broke those chains that the enemy wanted to, like, keep me down. I mean, not in a sense that I'm down right now, I'm depressed, but he had me, like, in this comfortable spot. You know, again, like, I don't know your name, but he had me in a comfortable spot. Like, I'm okay, you're okay, yeah, let's praise Jesus, you know, but it came to a point where yesterday I'm like, God, I just want to be changed. I want to be transformed, you know, and he did that for me yesterday. And when Angela spoke over me too, she said, and don't look down anymore. She said, there's nothing good that's down there. She's like, you need to look up, you know. And I just, you know, really want to praise God for that, because I really feel that I am transformed and I am new in him, and that it's a new day. And I thank God for all these ladies that I'm getting to know. So thank you. Sorry to be so long.
Hey, guys. Stacy, I told you you should have stayed. I almost fainted. You could have grabbed me. Steven, stop laughing at me. Snorting. I just want to say, I want to thank Gaylene for, you know, having me and trusting me to do this, the chains be broken. It was a really heavy session. It wasn't that I was just nervous about speaking. It was just such, you know, a heavy, you know, heavy session. And you know, the girls were right. I felt when I started, you know, started doing it, and then I couldn't even see the papers anymore. And my words were just like, you know, blurred, and I was stuttering and stuff. And, you know, the ladies, I don't know who it was, I think it was Gay and Barb and Lynette came, and they helped me out and stuff. And I just want to thank God for allowing me to finish the lesson, first of all. And it just reminded me, you know, because I was, like, feeling down about it and stuff, because I'm like, well, you know, I couldn't even do the whole message without even, you know, stuttering or, you know, but you know, the Lord showed me that God used Moses. You know, Moses was a stutterer, and he didn't want to, you know, talk, and he used him to, he was a murderer, you know, and he used him to free his people, you know, to free him from the Egyptian people. And later he used him when Jesus was going to go through his you know, dying on the cross and stuff. Moses and Elijah came, and they encouraged him and talked to him. And, I mean, I don't know exactly what they told him, but I'm sure it was encouraging. And I just want to thank God, because I know that, you know, the words that he gave me were from the heart and were from his word, and they're not going to be returned void. And I want to thank God, because it might not happen right now for all these ladies, but the words will come back to them, and I just pray that on them. So,
Cheryl, do you want to talk? No? Okay, yeah.
Keep it short. Oh, I will. I don't.
Yeah, right.
This is like my 100th time going. No, not really. I just wanted to share two things real quick. First, in my small groups, probably the only lady here that I don't really know is Rosa, and I got to know her a little bit this weekend. And she shared something with me that I'm kind of glad she didn't share with you, because now I get to share it. But she just said that, you know, when she was at the cross, that she really felt that she was supposed to get so enwrapped in Christ that that anyone who wanted to get close to her would have to go through him to get to her. And I went, oh, man, that's so me. That's so where I want to be. I want to get so enwrapped in Christ that even for my daughter to get close to me, even for any friend to get close to me, that they're going to have to go through him to find me. And that's really my heart. But in Philippians 4, I was reading last night in my Bible, and I just felt like I needed to share this. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all of them. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known by God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." That's all.
Rose, do you want to share?
I don't know exactly what I'm going to say yet. They had a lot of speakers yesterday, but the message that spoke to my heart the most came from not one of the speakers. She came up and shared something she had seen, I think, on Facebook. The words that she spoke were, "The tongue has no bones, but it can break a heart." One of the speakers typed out all the different sins that we can find in the Bible, not all of them, but many. And there was all the common ones that, you know, we look at: smoking, drinking, lust, all the things that God has commanded us not to do. And they actually, when I put them all together, they were really small over here. But then over here was this big section of all the things that we don't see quite often. We don't want to see because they're a part of our life. The biggest segment was on the tongue. There was lying, there was gossiping, there was slander, there was backbiting, there was double-tongued. And it was just a name of you. For a long time, the enemy's been able to tell me that I hold unforgiveness, unforgiveness to people for things that they spoke to me and about me when I first decided that I was going to be a Jesus freak. Thank you, Teresa. They told me I didn't need to be so fanatical. I didn't need to be so this. I didn't need to be so that. I spoke to a young man recently that had the same, pretty much, things spoke to him. You know, you don't got to be so Christian. Yeah, you do. You know, if you want to sell out to Christ, give it all. You know, but the thing that I found through it all yesterday was I had forgiven. I know it because when I can say that I love that person more than anything, I know I forgive it. The enemy's like, you haven't forgot because, you know, you still talk about it. You know what? I don't want to forget about it because I never want to be one of those people that are going to say that to somebody else who's struggling to be everything they can in God. I won't forget it. You can't forget it. I want to read something to you that I found the other day that would so hit home. We need to think about it because the more that you serve Christ, the more that you sell out, people are going to say things, but don't listen to them. Listen to God and Him alone. There is a story of a woman in England who came to her vicar with a troubled conscience. The vicar knew her to be a habitual gossip. She maligned nearly everyone in the village. How can I make amends, she pleaded. The vicar said, if you want to make peace with your conscience, take a bag of goose feathers and drop one on the porch of everyone you have slandered. When she had done so, she came back to the vicar and said, is that all? No, the wise old minister said. You must go now and gather up every feather and bring them all back to me. After a long time, the woman returned without a single feather. The wind had blown them all away. She said, my good woman, said the vicar, so it is with gossip. Unkind words are easily dropped, but we can never take them back again. Jesus is slow to speak, quick to listen. When we do that, we will speak the way He wants us to speak, not the way that we've always spoken. Guard your words. Guard your heart above all else. Thank you.
Hello. Mine was on something different, but when I got there and I heard Angela talking about unforgiveness, and I thought, I really haven't forgiven this person. And I thought, because I'd been to an encounter and I'd been to one of these before, and I thought for sure that I had. But then when she was talking and stuff, and it was like bringing up everything back up, I thought, I really haven't forgiven this person, and I really need to. And so after it was over with, I went back up to the cross, and I asked God to help me to forgive this person, and because I don't need, and God told me, He says, you don't need this person in your life. You need to forgive him, because if you can't forgive him, I can't forgive you. And I thought, I kept thinking about that, and I went, that's true. So with God's help, I will do that. Well, thank you. Good job, baby.
Hi, I'm Lotta, everybody. And I just wanted to say the presence of God was so thick in this place yesterday. And it was just a powerful day. It was like church all day. The women, it was intimate.
It was beautiful. It was just really glorious. I did get there a little bit late, and it was kind of hard for me to enter in. And yeah, after the cross, and we went up, and I just sat and worshiped. And God just, yeah, brought me in, huddled me in, and I could feel him holding me. I could feel his breath on me. It was just incredible. It was incredible. And then after Gina spoke and the chains were broken, and then she was, you know, healed, basically, there was the women, the leaders went through to everyone and had, you know, a ministry time with them, prayer. There's a mass prophetic movement here too. You know, it's incredible. God is working through these women, through these men, through all of you. He's got something to say. He's got something to move in you, to change your heart. It's freedom. It's so good. But I was so encouraged by that yesterday, by the women's words that spoke over me. I believe that wholeheartedly. I accept it from the Lord. And I just encourage everybody to ask for that and to be able to do that. So thank you, everybody. Incredible women. All right. I love you.
So yesterday was so peaceful. It was low-key. It was like, be still and know that I am God day. It was just calm, which I'm not used to. I'm used to hype. But God's not about hype. He's not about, like, go do it, and then 2 weeks later it's gone. He's about lasting and everlasting. My revelation came during the cross. I don't know why. I've never really given this much thought, but when they offered Jesus the wine and the myrrh mixed together, that's like a painkiller. And, like, they were giving him a mild sedative so that he could, like just be numb to the experience. But Jesus turned them down. He didn't want to be numb to the enduring of the cross. And when I thought really hard about that, like, I've been through some painful moments, and I would have loved to have been numb to them. But Jesus wants us to get through the process so that at the end we can go, he did it for me. I made it because of him. So I can endure whatever is put upon me that he allows to have me go through. And that's incredible. So what a great revelation. I think we should call every session the revelation of forgiveness, the revelation of, you know, chains be broken, so that we can just have this eyes opened the whole time.
Thanks, Lynette. I almost heard in people's minds saying, but why would God allow anything like that? You know, why would he allow us to go through stuff that is painful and hurtful and all of that? And if I had to say a really quick answer to that, I might change my mind, so give me a little leeway, but it's to sharpen us, to make us better for him. I believe it's because down the road, Lynette will meet a lady that should be named Lynette too, because she'll be going through what Lynette's already gone through so that Lynette can help her to point her to Jesus. It's not just about us and making it through it to say, phew, done with that. It's so that we can get through it to be able to minister to others that are going to be going through it. Do you know what I mean? So he allows these things not to hurt us, to make us better. And that's hard sometimes to fathom. But if you can wrap yourself around that one, then you'll get it, at least for today. Michelle, do you want to say something?
Okay. Well, Michelle, thanks, babe. The thing
that I love is that we have a day, and I wish every woman was there, because it's a day that we get to come and we get to laugh and cry and just grow together in Christ as women. And I just love it. I see relationships built that maybe two people don't even know each other, because we always sit in our same spots and do the same thing. So a lot of times you don't even get a chance to talk to that other person. And it's a time that we all come together. And I just want to say that don't ever be ashamed of your struggles, because we all have struggles. And when I talked to a lot of the women and prayed with them, I had them speak out and pray, because I would tell them, I can pray for you, but there's power when you speak out your struggle or the thing that you're dealing with, because you're shedding light on it, and it gets it out in the open, and no one's here to judge you, because we all have our things. And I taught on before and after, and it talks about sin, and on one of these things that I've seen, and it says, don't judge someone else's sin, because they sin different than you. And it's so true, is we all have our struggles, and just because it's different from one another, it doesn't make one greater or lesser. And so I just encourage you, women, get with other women, because there's nothing like having relationship and to lift each other up, because we need that. And so, the enemy does not want us to have something that we're dealing with and us to feel like no one else has ever dealt with this. You're terrible, you know, and it's like, no, it's not true, because God is actually going to place women in your life, like Pastor Gay just said with Lynette, that have gone through the exact same thing that you have already gone through, and you can help them get through it and let them know that life does continue on and you will get over that. And so that's all I have.
So my transform started a week and a half ago, I think. Kayleen gave me my topic, and it was forgiveness, and God had already put it on my heart that that's what I was going to speak about, and I was like, oh, I'm good, and probably about a year and a half ago, I had to deal with it with some family member, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm good with that, you know, but last Sunday, when my husband stood up here, and he poured his heart out to everybody, God laid it on my heart that I had to pour my heart out to him. Not to God, but to my husband. And I had to ask him to forgive me. And I struggled with it for a couple days. I was like, okay, God, I know. We all know, right? And so I was going to talk to him on Tuesday, and I was like, I'm going to wait until the kids go to bed, and then we'll have time. But everything went so well, and I didn't want to spoil the night by being the rotten apple. And so Wednesday, I was at work, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to talk to him. And Pastor Josh happened to call Ty to teach to the youth, and I was like, okay, God, I guess it's not your plan for me to talk to him now. But so he got home, and I basically had the kids ready to go to bed, and we put the kids to bed, and I sat down on the couch, and I brought my sword with me, girls, my Bible, and I brought my notebook where I had already prepared some of my word for my teaching, and it had all the verses for forgiveness and all that in there. And then I had another paper where I had already prepared what I was going to say to him. I didn't write it out, but I knew. I kept playing in my head exactly what I was going to say to him. So I start talking, and I'm talking, and all of a sudden I start crying, and what the hard part was is that I felt like I let him down. Because it's not the first time that this has happened. But yesterday, I proclaimed that it'll be the last time. Sometimes we have things that just, we get into something and we do it over and over and over again because it's comfortable. But God wants us to step out of ourself and commit to him and to be transparent. And that's what I had to be. And only by my doing was I able to minister to the ladies, because there's no way that I could have stood in front of them and gave my and not given my testimony, because I know that the testimonies are the strongest thing that we can do for God, because that shows the miracles that he can do. And I explained to the girls yesterday that after I had talked to Ty and I asked for forgiveness and everything, that I just felt such a release of it. I felt such a peace. And I feel like our relationship's better because that wall is no longer there. And he even texted me yesterday morning, and he said, "Take a self-pic. I want to see how cute you look today." So I believe he's got more love in his heart, because I showed my love to him by being honest with him and truthful with him. And that's how God wants us to be, you know. So that's it.
So just really quickly, that what that concept is bringing things out of the dark into the light so that they can't be a burden to you anymore. They can't be a stronghold to you anymore. And by Angela admitting out loud what she had done, and to all of us ladies, I believe it is the very last time that anything like that will ever happen again, because she's just shed light on a problem that the enemy wanted her to keep in the darkness. So, amen. All right, Barb.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Amen. I mean, we heard from our men last week, and we knew then, and we certainly know now, how much the Lord was going to bless the women. And by blessing the women, he's blessed all of you too. But the thing that was, it was so wonderful. I spoke on the Holy Spirit, which of course is the last thing of the day before the baptism, and I'm not one to sit around, wait around. I'm not real good at things like that. So I sort of had to be obedient to the Lord, and what I love most is ministering. If no one knew that, I love ministering. And so as I was able to see each woman that spoke and each change that was being made in the women and the leaders, how exciting that was for me. And then when Michelle spoke about the before and after, I thought, Lord, I am so glad I am not in the before. I am so glad that I have been moved from the before to the after, and I'm still moving to the after. And there was a mention about, I know the Holy Spirit, or I know a lot about the Holy Spirit, or I think I know a lot about the Holy Spirit, or whatever. I know a lot about the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to know more about the Holy Spirit, because we learn all the time. We constantly learn. And I imparted to those women last night the love I have for the Holy Spirit and the growth that I want in my life in the Holy Spirit. And I'm imparting that to you too. The Holy Spirit is here for us. The living God is here for us. Healing is here for us. So we do not walk out of here today or any other day. We walk every day in the light of Christ and every day under the power of the Holy Spirit. And every day we'll experience hearing, healing and the love of God. And that is amen, Lord. Amen. Woo!
Amen, Lord. Amen, Lord. Praise God. Well, Father, I just ask right now, Lord, that you would just, a lot of times we pray to seal what you've done, but Lord, I pray, God, that you would just, Lord, just make it so that what's taken place, Lord, would just grow and mature, and Lord, that it would not in any way be lost like those feathers, Lord, but Lord, it would stay. Lord, we pray that the work that you've started this weekend, God, that you would continue it. Lord, I pray that the women this week, Lord, even as they wake up in the morning, they're going to say, Lord, what are you doing now? And I just pray that you would just continue to impart your grace and your love to these mighty women of God. We just bless them now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you have great a great plan and a great destiny, and you're doing a great work in their lives. We just pray right now for the youth, God, who are going to go next week and get our experience, Lord. They're transformed, Lord. We pray, God, that you would just prepare their hearts, that when they come, Lord, they're ready to receive. And Lord, that they grow in the knowledge of you, Lord, in the knowledge of your grace and your love for them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Congratulations, ladies. Yes, exit right here, and you will have a person that will help you down. And 5 minutes, we'll have our financial meeting. You can just stay seated there if you want. Or you can get up and shake someone's hand.